case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You had a break-in at your house?
I had an intruder.
What the
hell?
And
I'm not even exaggerating or making it up.
Was it a human or an animal that broke into your house?
Freaked out. Let me tell you.
A person?
Just listen.
Okay.
I didn't know if it was a person. I just knew that it was big enough to be a person.
Okay.
What the hell?
Bella likes to go out in the backyard like all dogs, right?
Yeah.
I have a fenced-in backyard, so she can go by herself. But, of course, she's weird, and sometimes she won't go unless I'm out there. Like, I'll put her outside, and she'll turn around and stare at me. Like, she won't go pee. She'll just stare at me, like, waiting for you.
She's waiting for you.
So I enable her, and I go, of course.
Yeah.
So I'm standing out with her late at night, maybe 9 o'clock, and, well, maybe not that late, but, you know, dark.
Right.
And she goes, and I'm sitting there, and she's off doing her thing. And all of a sudden, I hear bang on my fence.
Ooh.
And I'm like, and I turn around. And it's dark, like, by the door to my fence.
Oh, getting nervous.
And I'm like, but it was obvious I heard somebody bang on the fence. Like, there was no question about it. On the door, trying to get in. A couple seconds passed. Bang. Another bang on the door. And I'm like, okay.
Just one single bang, not a knock.
Just one bang. Two bangs separately, about probably 20 seconds apart. And I'm like, and I go, Bella, because all I can think at this moment is, it's a freaking deer trying to get into my backyard because they're constantly in our yards in our neighborhoods in New Berlin.
Really?
Hey, deer.
Constantly. And they never come in my backyard because I have a tall enough fence.
Yeah.
They will jump over my neighbor's fence, who he has a short fence. Randy. Yeah. Randy gets pissed. He's like, these damn deer, they won't stop coming in my yard.
Hey,
and they're
deer,
doing
man.
This and this and this. And they're
rats with hooves.
So they don't screw with my backyard because of the fence.
Yeah.
But I don't know why they wanted to come in. And I knew it was a deer. So I'm like, oh my God, this can't be a person. Like, it's obviously a deer banging on the door. So I'm freaking, because deer can be like as big as us, right? So I'm like, I'm not running towards a deer. What the hell's wrong? I'm going in the house.
Oh, you coward.
Well, it's funny. So I text Pottery Guy and I go, dude, I'm freaking out. I keep hearing bangs on the fence. It's got to be a deer. And he's like, well, go look. And I go, are you out of your damn mind?
Go look.
That's what I would have said, too.
This is not a horror movie, you weirdos. We don't run towards the scene. Are you crazy? My children are asleep. Like, get out of here. I'm running inside like the average white person in a horror movie. I'm running for my life. Okay? So then next day, go out there. It's open.
So I went inside. Those bastards got in.
No, they couldn't. They tried, but the snow wasn't letting the door open. So they had, somehow this deer had pushed open the gate, my gate door. Thank God it wasn't broken. And I look over and I go, must be deer tracks, you know, because I'm looking for footprints. So I text Pottery Guy, say, I can see the deer tracks. And he writes back, he goes, you don't know what deer tracks look like. I go, yeah, so I'm convinced it was a deer. I have no idea, but it was a big enough, it was a person or an animal, but it was big enough to do a loud bang. And nothing else makes sense because the deer are constantly in our yards. You know what I mean? So my thought was this deer was literally trying to push open. And I was worried about Bella because she's not a big dog. So we went in the house and I just closed the door and moved on with my life. But I never saw a deer.
The deer just wanted to hang out, maybe have a beer and a smoke and say hi.
Somebody was banging on the fence, though. That's weird.
You should learn to protect your house. Let's get you some gun training. We'll get you a weapon. That way you can take out the gear next time. Come on.
That's what you
take
need.
Out,
what
see?
Did I tell you? I run away like everybody in horror movies.
And you live to tell about it.
Thank you.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.